This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
My daughter's going to be so proud of me. She, I talked to her on the way in. Get to see my kids on, my young adults now, on Friday night in Canton, Ohio. She's always telling me that she drinks Celsius energy drinks.
Yeah, they're hot in the streets.
Yeah. And I was like, I've never had one. Like, I usually get, like, Monster or, you know, if I go to the dollar store, or I guess it's now more than the dollar store, but, you know, like, I'll get...
$1.25,
yeah, $1.25, exactly, whatever the brand is, Rockstar or whatever the hell it is. I'm not a big brand guy, but anyway, I saw, like, a sale at Giant yesterday.
Shout out.
When I went, and it was, like, two for $4.
Yeah, they have those running a lot.
A little bit, higher than I would like, but I'm cheap. But I got one, sparkling orange.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar, of course.
I remember when they debuted, I was handing out samples of those.
Yeah, and it's pretty good.
People like it.
I don't know if it's any better than, but I would say it tastes less carbonated.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Depends on which ones you get, because there are some that are more sparkling than others.
Okay, good call. I mean, this is listed as sparkling orange.
Yeah, so that one's going to be a little bit.
It doesn't feel as... sometimes my problem with energy drinks, and I always get the zero sugar, is they feel... I don't know what the right way... The best way I could describe it is, again, more carbonated than... Like, more than juice, if you will. And I'm kind of looking for less carbonation, because I will tell you this, on the radio, it is difficult if you drink a lot of carbonation. It is difficult to get through it without, like, you know, getting like hiccups or you know, acid reflex or burpee, right? So I drink a lot of coffee to begin with. I'm looking for stuff with less carbonation that has zero sugar that I like. So far, this has been a pretty decent choice.
You know how much caffeine's in there? I know you're a big coffee guy, so that doesn't really matter to you. 200 milligrams. That's a lot.
Is it 200 milligrams?
It is.
I don't see that on the.
It's in the fine print somewhere. You're gonna have to look a little bit. I'll show you once we're off air.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I need all the caffeine I can get.
I was gonna say, it gets you pretty juiced up.
Yeah, I'm an old man, and if I don't have a lot of caffeine, I struggle.
You're lethargic.
And I'm just being honest. I struggle not only to get to the gym at night and to stay awake and watch the crap that I gotta watch and do the work that I gotta do. But also, I struggle to get home, man. Mm-hmm. It's the scariest feeling in the world when you're sitting in gobs and gobs of traffic.
Thousands of people surrounding you, yeah.
And your head just starts bobbing up and down like, oh my God, how am I going to stay awake? So that's why I drink the caffeine levels that I do to try and help. But that causes other issues too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, it's, you picking your poison nowadays, really.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's basically what it's all about. Anyway, if you're just joining us, what we were talking about, I think the wide receiver two or complement to Terry. And don't forget, they've got four free agent wide receivers, not just Diami Brown, but Olamide Zaccheaus, who I would like them to bring back. Noah Brown. Ideally, I would like them to bring back, but he's always injured. That's why he got released from Houston. That's why he hasn't made it in the NFL, in addition to some inconsistent hands. But I would like Noah Brown back. Jamison Crowder had some moments. I would like him back as well, but, you know.
Punt returner.
Yeah.
That's where I'd like him.
Ideally, I would just like to... I don't know. I mean, I love JC, but...
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Long in the tooth.
I mean, if there's somebody... I'm clearly willing to move on from Diami.
Yeah.
If the price isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if there's a second guy that I got to be willing to move on from, and maybe there isn't, it would be Jamison Crowder.
Sure.
But I realize that if you just draft somebody... In all likelihood, that dude ain't going to be ready to be an all-around, even if it's with the number 29 pick. In all likelihood, that dude ain't going to be ready from day one to contribute at a 1A or at least a 2 level and do all the things that they want them to do in this offense, right? So to me, I'm looking for a veteran established guy. I think most people expect that. The question is whether it's going to be Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel. Again, Christian Kirk expected to be released perhaps as early as today. We'll see. I don't think it's happened yet. I haven't seen that yet, but I've been struggling with my computer all day. I don't know what the hell's going on with my mouse pad, but I haven't seen it reported anywhere that he has been released yet today. So for me, DK Metcalf is probably the priciest and the biggest of those additions. Or veteran options, but he's the best. If you think about it from this respect, okay, again, he's going into the final year of his deal. He can block too, by the way. Again, something to keep in mind here that you have to be able to block. But DK Metcalf, he only played in 15 games last year. I don't remember his injury. I'd have to look that up. 16 the year before that, 17 in each of the first 2 years that they went to a 17. But he has played every year of his six-year NFL career. He's played at least 15 games, right? Again, ideally you would like a little bit more, but guys get nicked up, guys get banged up. I understand that. I'm not holding anybody to a ridiculous standard. I understand. Little nicks, bruises, injuries, ankles, knees, whatever.
Pulled his MCL. That's what it says. He missed 2 games.
Usually it's like a twisted MCL, sprained MCL.
It was a grade 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mad Max.
Always.
So again, but he hasn't played in less than 15 games. And his first couple of years, obviously, were just 16-game schedules. So he played in all 16 games in both of those years, 2019, 2020. Then 17 games, 2021, 2022, the first 2 years of the 17-game schedule, duh. And 2023, he missed 1 game. And then in 2024, he missed 2 games. So maybe you could say, well, you know, little bit of time, whatever, starting to pile up. Listen, Deebo Samuel's hurt all the time. Cooper Kupp's hurt all the time. Did DK Metcalf disappear like Cooper Kupp did for 4 games out of a 5-game stretch? I don't think so. And if you look at the overall numbers, right, for DK Metcalf, just let's use a couple of them for you. This year, Again, this is 15 games, so he missed two games. 66 catches. So if he played in those two games, probably 75-ish catches, somewhere in that range. 108 targets, so you'd probably say, 118, 120. 992 yards, you'd be talking about well over 1,000 yards. Five touchdowns, you'd probably be talking about six, maybe seven, who knows. Then on top of that, previous year, also 66 catches in 16 games on 119 targets, so 11 more targets, but he played one more game, 1,114 yards, eight touchdowns. To me, look, DK Metcalf, maybe for his size and his time speed, has not been like, oh my goodness, like unbelievable, just no doubt about it. Short. Neither was Terry until last year. I mean, Geno Smith is fine. Geno Smith is good. Geno Smith is not great. Right? And maybe he's been passed, and production-wise, by Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But maybe Jaxon Smith-Njigba's production has something to do with DK Metcalf. Right? So, I don't know. I mean, maybe the Seahawks don't do this, and I'm sure it would take a bunch to get them, but I would be in the DK Metcalf business if I was the Commanders, more than I would be in the Cooper Kupp business and the Deebo Samuel business. Now, the one notable thing that I would say is those guys are cheaper in terms of compensation. I understand that. I'm not a dummy. I wasn't born yesterday. You can think all you want about me. I wasn't born yesterday, okay? But the bottom line is if you ask me which of the veteran trade options are that I would be most interested in, it would be him. That's not to say that they should do it or they will do it, but it would be DK Metcalf. And that's just where I'm at. What about you? All right, let's get back to the phones here. Cliff is in DC. He's been on hold for a while. What up, Cliff? How are you?
This is not a mirage. This is the real Cliff. Long time no see. How's it going, man?
Hello, Cliff. How are you? You know, John Walton, the Caps play-by-play guy, once famously uttered, "It's not a mirage. It's Lord Stanley." Anyway, I can't do John Walton's voice like Danny Ruhier can, but I remember that call. I remember that call because I was next to him.
The big thing I wanted to say was, I know you're talking
Cliff
about the receivers,
care.
But
Cliff, I was just doing a
story. I hear nobody talking about him, but could somebody get into Adam Peters' ear and ask them to scout defensive tackle out of University of Florida, Desmond Watson?
Sure. You know what? I'm going to call J.P. Finley.
I'm going to call
J.P. Finley
He's
tomorrow.
Massive, by the way.
Desmond
Watson is huge. Yeah. He's like 6'5 and 400 plus.
I was going to say, that guy's like the 400-pounder, right?
Yeah, 6'5, 450.
Here's what I'm going to do for you, Cliff. I'm going to call Ben Standing or J.P. Finley after the show. And I'm going to say tomorrow, when the whole national media is assembled around Adam Peters, I think he speaks at noon or maybe it's 1 o'clock right as we're beginning, I'm going to ask him, hey, man, could you tell us your interest in the 400-pound defensive tackle from the University of Florida, Desmond Watson? I'm going to do that for you, okay, and see if they'll ask that question.
I mean, at least give a flyer to try to stop the run because our run defense is terrible.
Yes, it is. It's not very good. But you understand that, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Adam Peters is not going to speak about any one individual player. And also, if he's 400 pounds, right, he's listed at 449 pounds.
Correct.
Okay? It's very unlikely that Desmond Watson is going to be able to play more than 10 to 12 snaps a game, if that.
Yeah, but they say he commands at least three blockers to block him.
Well, yeah, because he's 450 pounds. I mean,
and
you
if
know,
he can hold up them three and everybody
know,
else converge on
I
the
know.
Ball carrier or the quarterback.
I know, but if he's on the field for 10 snaps a game, if he's on the field for 10 snaps a game, does that really help you? I mean, it's got to be the right 10 snaps, so you got to guess right. And then obviously, like when they see Desmond Watson on the field, what do you think a team is probably going to do? They're going to probably walk up to the line of scrimmage if the quarterback has any ability to make an adjustment or an audible and say, eh, we're not running into that guy. We're running here, we're running there, or we're throwing.
Yeah, you're right. But it's mainly to stop that Philadelphia tush push.
Well,
you got a point there.
That's fair. Although, there is news on that front.
Oh, is there now?
Apparently, where is it here? There's somebody, an unnamed NFL executive that I'm trying to find it real quickly here because I read it earlier.
They're talking
this morning where they're trying to let's see here. I'm trying to get it for you. Hang on.
Discussions are being had.
Yeah, discussions
is what I
hear. Are being had about trying to get rid of the tush push, which has happened before, right? Where it has been debated. I'm trying to find the exact report, but here it is. Unnamed NFL team proposes rule to ban tush push play popularized by the Eagles. Now, could that unnamed team be?
Say what?
The Washington Commanders.
I don't know if I don't. I'd like to think we don't complain like that.
Probably not.
But you never know.
What happens if you draft Desmond Watson to stop the tush push and then they get rid of the tush push?
Then he'll still make our run defense better because he commands two or three blockers and everybody else on defense converts at the ball carrier.
I hope so, man.
Cliff's standing on it.
There's a big difference between playing at Florida and playing defensive tackle. And here's the other problem. I think he would probably, at his size, fit better as a nose, as a true nose lined up over the center, which you can shade him, obviously. But I don't know if their defensive scheme is really a Desmond Watson defensive scheme. Thank you, Cliff. Appreciate the phone call. Cliff always comes up with the most random of guys. He'll be like, yeah, Rooster, they should draft the wide receiver, that's like the 23rd wide receiver, because Cliff has seen him on a highlight reel on YouTube. Or, once he crossed like the crawl of his television screen. That's like Cliff will always come up with the most random of names. He's like Linnell. Linnell was screaming about on Twitter how, he just discovered again, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow about this nondescript defensive lineman that nobody knows anything about. And he's like, oh, this is my guy. This is the guy that's going to totally change the fortune.
You're buying stock. You gotta find the one that blows up.
I'm going to give you the name. I forgot the guy's name already. I'm going to give you the name, and I'm going to read you the tweet when we come back, and we'll grab more calls. Paulie's with us, Sean, as well. We'll get it. I got to get the name because I read it this morning, and I laughed. I said, that kid's name is going to be mentioned about 4,000 times.
I see it.
Okay. Save it. We'll get it for you in just a couple of minutes on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, coming up in just a couple of moments, you will hear Alex Ovechkin doing it not once, not twice, but thrice. Is that a thing? Thrice, right?
Yeah.
Three times. We talked about Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals for the first hour and 15 minutes or so of the show. If you missed any of it, hit the Odyssey Rewind feature or the podcast. Every hour, every segment, every show, every day, everywhere. On the team980.com or on the Odyssey app. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Yeah, baby. It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination. Visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available. Odyssey.com/slam dunk. So real quickly, because I'm in a chop-busting mood. Again, things just pop up on my timeline, what have you. Sitting this morning preparing for the show, and I see a tweet from Linnell. And I think Linnell might be on overtime tonight. I'm not sure.
He is.
Over on 106.7 The Fan. Over here on Team 980, you got Doc, and then you got the Wizards. So this tweet shows up, and it's like, Alfred Collins from Texas, defensive tackle, 6'5", 320. Might be my favorite guy in the draft. Just gets after it in big capital letters. Violent, strong hands versus the run when disengaging. Hustles his ass off on screens, getting downfield, Linnell says. @Nell_BTP. Just wow in big capital letters. Alfred Collins seems like a fine prospect. He's 47th overall on PFF's big board. He graded out an 87.2 out of 100 this year at Texas. He's ninth among almost 900 defensive interior players in the country. I'm sure he's a fine prospect. Like Linnell did this with Tavondre Sweat last year. He loved him. But the thing that makes me laugh. Now, number one, I mean, obviously the guys that are ranked high, like the two Michigan guys, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, they're very unlikely to be there. But the thing that makes me laugh is last year and throughout the year, Linnell was just beside himself that the Commanders took Johnny Newton or Jerzon Newton at 36 overall instead of taking cornerback Kwame Lassiter. Just beside himself. Yet, he was also beside himself that they couldn't stop the run ever. And so my point being is, you're going to hear over the next 2 months, 4,000 times, he's going to have it on a t-shirt. He's going to have a slogan for it. He's going to have, he is literally going to make by himself, because he's going to say his name so many times. Alfred Collins is going to be like a household name in the draft, because Linnell is going to mention his name 4,000 different times. Watch. I guarantee you. Every time he talks about stopping the run, which he talks about all the time, which he was right on. Now, usually he was blaming it on an edge. But, you know, clearly, the interior guys didn't do a good enough job stopping the run either. But Alfred Collins is a monster. Fine. You like him. But what Linnell is going to do is he is going to latch on like a lion to a steak, to a T-bone steak. And just like all the silly statements that he comes up with, like exotic smash mouth football, you got to trust the executive. What the hell was this thing about Adam Peters? He's got all of these statements and slogans and brands.
I am the Messiah.
Yeah, that too.
I am the leader of the new school. I am the one.
And now he calls himself the people's host or something like that. I don't know what he does. I'm telling you guys, you're going to hear the name Alfred Collins 4,000 times over the next 2 months. Just be prepared. I can see it in my crystal ball. I could see it in my crystal ball. I just know my guy. Now, could Alfred Collins be a good pick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Be a great pick.
You know, maybe 29 is too rich, so maybe they drop down a little bit. Seems the part, right? Okay.
Listen, to Linnell's credit, he was right about Kamari Lassiter. Great season.
I would also say this. It helps to play behind that pass rush and the other corner on the other side.
Another great point.
Again, nobody's saying that Linnell was wrong. And Tavondre Sweat had himself a pretty impressive year at times. Now, Tennessee obviously was a non-factor, and they got demolished here, but and run on their defensive line, whatever. The point being is, Linnell's right a lot. I'm not questioning that he's not right. He's wrong a lot, too. But, again, the point being, he's going to literally have a T-shirt with Alfred Collins' face on it. And you're going to hear Alfred Collins, and you've already heard his name probably about 10 times in the last 6 or 7 minutes. You're going to hear that name probably about, again, 4,000 times over the next 2 months. Just public service reminder, just making you guys aware.
Just to put a call out there, anybody listening to Overtime, please just keep a tally.
Yeah.
Running tally.
Yes, or call up and say, you know, Linnell, I really don't, You know who I have a hankering for? Darius Alexander from Toledo. I think he's way better than Alfred Hayes. Alfred Collins. That's my guy. You know what we should do? We should get Cliff, who comes up with all these obscure, abstract guys, and get him to call Linnell and battle out the wits over Alfred Collins and Joshua Farmer.
Or Desmond Watson.
Or Omar Norman Lott. Or Desmond Washington. Or Howard. Or whatever. Desmond Watson.
There you go.
That's what we should do. See, this is why you love this radio show. Well, some of you love it. Because I'm actually funny, and Max makes me funnier. I think
I
I'm
try.
Funny.
I think you're funny, too.
We don't take ourselves too seriously.
No, not.
I mean, we have strong opinions, but ultimately, in the end, you know, we're just like, you know.
We're just shooting it.
Yeah, we're just shooting the. Like if you were at a bar or at the water cooler or in the office or kicking it with your boys on the golf course, whatever. I mean, that's what we try and do here. All right, time for a quick trending alert, and then we'll come back and we'll grab Sean in Connecticut. Sorry, Sean, I went a little bit too long making fun of Linnell. That's a rite of passage, my bad, on that. But we will get to that. We'll get to Dumb Dumb of the Day and everything in between next on the T980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Washington Wizards are back home tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets. Yes, the team that the Wizards last beat. That was several games ago, 7 games ago, as a matter of fact. A loss last night in Orlando, back home 6:45. Dave Johnson and friends after Doc Walker, who's in for Craig Hoffman. Alex Saar is still listed as a game-time decision. Malcolm Brogdon is expected to also miss tonight's game as he missed last night's game. Again, the Wizards' last beat and last win was against the Nets in Brooklyn, 119-102. Again, 6:45 the coverage over here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Nats with the day off today, off to a 2-0 start. College basketball, Auburn number one still. No surprise there. Preseason number one, Kansas, out. Meanwhile, Maryland at 21-6, up to number 16. They have a big one against Michigan State in College Park on Wednesday. Rest of the top five, Duke at number 2, Florida, Houston, and Tennessee. And that's what's trending.
Lead ahead to put Tolson. A step into the Capitals zone was well defended between Van Riemsdyk and Chychrun. And the Capitals take the puck. They're on the move. Protas ahead with Strome. Leaving it for Ovechkin down the middle. He scores! 880 for Alex Ovechkin. He lights it up from the slots. His 27th goal of the year. 5-7 now. Right side toward McMichael. Second unit here. Chychrun up top. Looking to Ovechkin. One-timer. He scores! He does it again! 2 goals on the day for Alex Ovechkin. 881. He is 14 away from all-time record status. It's 4-1 Washington. Connor McDavid still without a shot on goal today with 2:40 to go in the third period. And a puck that comes to Ovechkin. He scores! He did it! He did it! It's a hat trick for Ovechkin. Ty Emberson's stick broke on the center point shot attempt. And Ovechkin with a hat trick.
Oh, the great John Walton with the calls. 1, 2, and 3 on the year. Alex Ovechkin is now 13 away from making NHL and professional sports history, from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record of 894 goals. The last one there, of course, an empty netter, 39 years old. He only had 853. Entering this year. Hi, I'm just going to miss 5 weeks and then just destroy people. 32nd career hat trick, 25 games to go in the regular season. Again, needs the 13. His pursuit of a great one is scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Again, as you know, look, It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And look, Wayne Gretzky won, four Stanley Cups, because he didn't win the fifth one with Edmonton. That was after the trade. Messier won that. Wayne Gretzky has a million assists and the goal mark right now. Alex at 882. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Maybe it'll happen this year. Again, 13 needed to break, 12 needed to tie in 25 games. Certainly doable, feasible. We all know that. That being said, I mean, Wayne Gretzky also played in an era where the goaltenders weren't as big, didn't have as much padding, I don't think, from what I remember. I mean, as a kid growing up, like in the 80s when Gretzky was just kicking everybody's ass. I mean, first of all, he was scoring like 200 points a year. Okay, points, not goals. 200 points a year. Like, every Western Conference game was like 8-6. They just scored and scored and scored. And Edmonton was great.
And goaltending was a lot different.
Well, that's
too.
What I'm saying. I mean, yeah. Goaltending was, they were smaller.
They were smaller, they were standing straight up.
I think, I don't remember like if they've like redone the rules about the pads and all that stuff. But I mean, I think the pad, I think pads are just better and probably bigger now. Although I don't know if they've adjusted that. I would have to do some research on that. The point being is, the athletes weren't as good. You know, they weren't as skilled, they weren't as strong, they weren't as fast. Teams, I don't think, were as good. Goaltending certainly wasn't as good. So, I don't know, man. I mean, I'll just say this. Alex Ovechkin's going to go down as the greatest goal scorer of all time, period. End of story. Can you have, Wayne Gretzky just be considered the greatest player of all time? And Alex be the greatest goal scorer of all time? I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some people might get annoyed by that, but that's just fair. Like, Wayne Gretzky, sure, he was a figurine, if you will, and yes, he wasn't physical like Alex is and was, but even Alex has not been as physical as his career has gone along, as physical. I mean, once was a freight train. But he hasn't been as physical, right? But there's no doubt that Alex, more physical and ultimately will be the better goal scorer. But Wayne Gretzky, again, won four Stanley Cups and is, I mean, like, I don't know, he's just like the best player I've ever seen. All-around player. You know, that doesn't mean Alex Ovechkin's not a great player. Of course he is. All right, let's get to our guy Sean in Connecticut. We've kept him on hold too long. Sean, sorry about that. How are you, pal?
No worries, Chris. I appreciate it. I'm pretty good hanging in there. I'll touch on this quickly. I'm not a huge hockey fan, as you know. I've been getting more into it recently, but I do have a special place in my heart for the Caps and Ovechkin because I was at the Stanley Cup parade a couple of years ago. So I do have a soft spot in my heart for you guys. My thing is, as someone who's not huge into hockey, I see videos of, and yes, he did a bunch of other things besides just scoring goals, but I see a video of Gretzky scoring a goal, and then I see a video of Ovechkin scoring a goal, and I feel like it's a million times harder. And as someone who went to a huge hockey high school, and I have a very huge respect for hockey players in general. I think they're some of the toughest athletes out there, and I think it's so impressive what they do, especially in today's game. I was watching the Four Nations face off, and just the level of speed, intensity, like physicality is just, it's incredible. And so for me, as someone who's not big into hockey, I think if Ovi breaks the record, I think he is a very good argument for the best player of all time, but I could be wrong on that.
Well,
that's just my take.
Listen, because of, I agree with you that players are much bigger, faster, stronger. Again, we talked about the goaltenders, so on and so forth. From that standpoint, you can say, hey, Alex is more than just a goal scorer, one. Two, because he played in a better and a different era, his job was harder. I just, like, I can't, you know, it would be like me saying, hey, man, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, they weren't as good as Juan Soto because they throw the ball harder in today's day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. That's why I was trying to give
But your overall point is more than fair. Your overall point is more than fair.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing when he breaks. I think it'll be great for the game and everybody in the DMV. Quickly touching on the off-season needs and the biggest priority, I liked what you were saying. I think you referenced someone tweeted saying, the more I look at the free agency class, the more I want to draft somebody. And I tend to agree on that. I mean, I love Cooper Kupp. I don't know how much he has left in the tank. Debo, I don't know how, like, and this is going to sound so cliche, I just don't know how, he just doesn't seem very, like, he doesn't seem like an Adam Peters type of player anymore. Like, he's, and I will say the picture of him in the Eagles jersey of the offseason didn't help.
I didn't see that. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, there's a picture of him wearing an Eagles jersey, and I mean, I'm not one to say anything because I'm a bigger guy myself, but he just doesn't look like he's in the best shape. And obviously, it's in the off season.
Well, there are some concerns about that, and injuries being a result of that. Yes, you are.
Yeah, and then just to finish up real super quick, I like DK. I think you said he's a perfect compliment for Terry. I just don't want to overpay or overreach for anybody. We have a lot of holes, so we got to address all those holes. Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. And that's more than fair. Sean always puts it in a good perspective, right? Like, I don't want to pay the draft comp or the trade compensation to Seattle, unless we're talking about, if you could somehow, some way, figure out a way to make a Daron Payne for DK Metcalf type of deal. And I don't think Mike McDonald wants Daron Payne. I could be wrong on that. But I don't, and I'm just shooting. I haven't done the math on it. I'm just shooting something out. I think DK Metcalf would be too expensive. Not just for what he's on the books for this year, which is not the problem, but potentially an extension, one, and two, expensive in terms of the return that Seattle would be looking for. But again, you're asking me, we started talking about this today because we were talking about what we think is the biggest storyline for the Commanders this offseason. Storyline. Again, storyline is different than biggest need. I mean, it could be the same. But storyline is different than the biggest need. By the way, Max, did we ever get yours? I don't think we did, right?
I mean, it would be like a free agent. Like, I want to see who was on this team last year that this team would like to bring back. That's kind of my offseason,
like,
story.
Meaning Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, things of that nature.
Okay.
And then, oh, yeah, the other one. I'm interested to see what we do at 29, but I don't know if we're going to be picking there. I think we might be intrigued by trading back.
Okay. So I think, too, especially if we're looking at edge and with as deep as the class supposedly is,
yeah,
there's going to be value.
Lots of it.
And later.
Because I think there's going to be a desperate team that
I would not be surprised in any way. Remember, what they traded to get Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
While they still have a first, a second, and a third, they do not have a fourth, and I think they do not have a sixth.
Yes.
So I would not be surprised to see, like, a trade from 29, say, even down to 32 or 31 or just something to pick up an extra pick, right? You don't have to always trade back significantly. Maybe it's just one spot, right? And you pick up an extra pick. Maybe it's a sixth-round pick to move one spot. It happens all the time. 350, Team 980. We'll wrap it up. Dum-dum of the day. This one comes from the NFL, and this one comes from another meathead. We'll explain next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, coming up next, Richard Doc Walker in for Craig Hoffman. Wizards basketball at 6:45 against the Brooklyn Nets, team they last beat 7 games ago. But they've been much, much, much more competitive. They kind of fell apart last night, second half, but they were in it. Yeah, man. All right, so you got that coming up. I'll be with you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, out Friday, and next Monday. But we will have plenty of combine coverage, including Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports tomorrow, live in Indianapolis, and we'll see what else. Adam Peters expected to talk as well, so obviously that'll be part of what we do tomorrow. Now, you know how we do it to wrap up the show. All right, Mad Max, have you ever heard the name Michael Wilhoit? Michael Wilhoit.
No.
Former NFL linebacker and, problem for him, current Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach. Well, listen to what Michael Wilhoit is accused of. Yesterday at Denver International Airport, he tried to drop somebody off, and now he's being accused of punching an officer in the face. Appeared in court for a hearing today, facing a charge of second-degree assault of a peace officer, not apparently a police officer, a peace officer. So what happened was, you know how crazy dropping off people, picking up people at an airport is, right?
Madness.
I mean, it is just confusing and whatever. So apparently, Will Hoyt, the Broncos coach, told the officer to, quote, shut the bleep up after being approached and told he couldn't leave his vehicle unattended in a drop-off lane. Again, he was dropping somebody off, couldn't leave the vehicle unattended. I don't know what he was trying to do, but this is what is being reported. Apparently, then he bumped the chest into the, well, now they're calling him a police officer. Earlier, they had called him a peace officer, so maybe that was a mistake. Per the affidavit, he bumped the chest, or bumped his chest, meaning Will Hoyt, the former NFL linebacker, into the officer, and after being shoved back, then decided to punch the officer's face. The officer fell to the ground, used his taser on Will Hoyt, hitting him in the left hip and side. However, the Bronco assistant was able to do what every American should do in that case, right? Drive away. Yes, the officer reported jaw pain, had quote-unquote visible injuries on his knees, according to the Denver Post. The 38-year-old Will Hoyt was later arrested and booked into Denver jail on a no-bond hold. Bond set at $5,000. And, of course, well, the Broncos say they are gathering information. This is a guy who works for Sean Payton, who fired my friend Ben Kotwicka for no reason. Special teams coordinator who had a top five special teams unit just because he wanted to hire his friend, his buddy. So, Sean, I would suggest this to you, pal. Why don't you try and fire somebody who deserves to get fired as opposed to firing a damn good special teams coordinator who had a top five unit?
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Maybe we can throw Sean Payton in. He'll probably fire this guy too. But, I mean, the point being is you shouldn't fire the Roosters' friends.
No.
You should not. You should not in any way, shape, or form. All right, great job out of Mad Max today. Good job out of you guys as well. Richard Doc Walker coming up next for Craig Hoffman. Have a great Monday afternoon. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on the team. 980 in the other.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.